If we could first summarize what people will read on the city blog from last week's city council meeting regarding this city reimbursement to HUD involving a third party, if you could kind of summarize that.
Yes, sir. We did identify an ineligible use of funds, and so therefore we are required to repay HUD for any ineligible use of funds, and that's what the budget amendment was for last Thursday.
The contract, if I read the blog post correctly, was approaching $200,000. The reimbursement is about $181,000. So there was some part of the funding to embrace that were proper expenses?
Yes, sir. But as a whole, the full amount was deemed ineligible because a portion of that was determined to be ineligible. So we had to require the repayment of the full amount.
And this funding was supposed to do what?
Create affordable housing opportunities.
Specifically, if you recall?
To build two new homes that would be made available for sale to income-eligible families.
Is Embrace an organization that the City of College Station had done business with prior to this particular agreement or even after?
We had not.
This was
and have not since.
Okay. And have not done since because of the issues in this particular contract?
Yes.
Is the city pursuing legal action against Embrace to recover what the city has to reimburse HUD?
We are attempting to resolve the situation, and can't say specifically what it will lead to in the future.
Did the city have any measures in place with Embrace or any other local HUD partners regarding these type of agreements?
We have contracts in place that have been reviewed by HUD and, of course, by our legal staff to determine that the city is at least the least amount of risk possible. Our contracts do meet all of the federal requirements and have all of the record-keeping and reporting requirements that should prevent any possible risk in any transactions.
As a result of what the city's had to go through with Embrace, are there any other corrective actions that have already been implemented or that's being contemplated to reduce the chances of this repeating?
We have policies and procedures in place that we did review after this was identified, and we have strengthened those, so we feel confident that this would not be a repeat occurrence in the future.
And do any other HUD providers at the City of College Station have any financial issues?
Any of our partners that are funded with HUD funds all have the same contractual requirements. There are no problems at this point.
Is this the first time that the city has run across this type of an issue regarding HUD funding?
This is the first time since I have worked for the city that we've identified an issue with one of our funded partners.
Which has been how long?
I've been here for 15 years.
Anything else that listeners need to know about regarding this type of agreement and how the city is resolving it?
We're working hard to come to a resolution to, repay those funds so that we can have a benefit in the community at some point in time.
One other question I had forgotten to ask, and fairly important one, what has happened with this situation? Will this jeopardize any future agreements between the City of College Station and the Department of Housing and Urban Development?
No, sir, because we are meeting the requirements of repaying the funds. It will not jeopardize any future funding.